Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 141 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Amira May's book, Death, a compilation of transformative near-death experiences. When I have guests on my podcast, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. So I'm going to read from chapter 6, which is written by Philip Siracusa. It's called Coming Home, and this is what he was written. It was 1981. I was 14, living in Staten Island, and went for a simple routine checkup at the dentist. He found a cavity, poked it gently, and when I flinched in pain, his assistant gave me nitrous oxide, otherwise known as laughing gas. It didn't seem to be quite enough, so he gave me a little more, and within minutes, I felt myself leave my body and float up to the ceiling. I remember looking down on myself, trying to call out, "Mum, Mum, I'm up here, can you see me?" I was scared, but I was a teenager, so it was more of an adventure. It was cool to look down on myself rising up to the ceiling. What a party trick. I was pulled through the ceiling and up into the air and into this wormhole vortex with such force it felt like I was sitting on the tail of an airplane mid-flight. I heard music. Well, I didn't actually hear it in the conventional way. I felt the sounds. It sounds strange, but here on Earth we have 5 senses. When you cross over, you have more senses and are able to feel the sounds. It was not music as we know it, but soothing vibrations in harmony, breathtakingly beautiful harmonies. A pinhole of light in the distance drew me into it and opened up into this tremendous white light that stretched to eternity, with the sky so perfectly blue, shades and soft mists of perfect colour that never reached an end. It was so peaceful, I felt no pain as I drifted over the picture of perfect landscape, so beautiful, with colours never seen on earth, listening to mesmerising harmonies, and I felt in the depths of my being that I had come home. I could see thousands and thousands of people below me, children, teenagers, middle-aged and elderly. They were all beautiful, with perfect complexions, and simply glowing with energy and a yellowish radiance. Some of the children were playing on swing sets, others walking in the fields, while families lived in the many homes I saw below me. Not huge homes, some similar to those we have here, but these homes radiated perfect enjoyment and contentment, an inherent happiness that is often missing here on Earth. It's as if you can create any house you choose through thought. And languages, there is no language barrier. You can know all thoughts, speech, feelings and everyone's emotions through telepathy. I wanted to move closer to the people, and the thought in my consciousness created some kind of vibrational energy that pulled you in whichever direction you chose, instantly, in a gentle, drifting or floating motion. What struck me most was the garden of love. I could feel the vibrations of pure love emanating from the flowers, trees, each leaf, and every single blade of grass. Everything was in a state of bliss. Through this consciousness, I could feel thoughts and telepathically hear everyone joyously welcoming me home. I saw this angelic being, young, like me at 14, with long blonde hair, crystal blue eyes, and with this vibrational energy, this feeling of pure love and healing. I felt that I knew her from somewhere. I just couldn't place where. She came closer, telepathically telling me that I was fine. She was watching over me and would always be with me. She was different from the many people I saw below me. I'd like to say she was an angel, assigned to me. Such bliss surrounded us. Time and space did not exist. Everything was all connected and part of the whole. She guided me over to my grandparents. I had never met my grandfather, but my grandmother had crossed over earlier that year in 1981, and she wore the same beautiful blue dress she was buried in. My grandfather wore a fancy suit and said, "Hello, Sonny," and my grandma asked me why I was there. Then she looked over at me, pointed her finger, as grandmas do, and told me to go back. Whoosh! Immediately I was pulled into the wormhole again, going backwards at supersonic speed. I did not want to go back to the physical world. "I'm not going! I'm not going!" I stopped in the tunnel, and it was just black nothingness, a void of silent darkness. I felt so lost. I was so scared that no one would ever find me. I prayed to go back to my grandparents, but I was pulled towards that pinhole of light once again, only to be vigorously sucked backwards, almost as if my grandma knew I would try and return to the light and perfection of home in heaven. I was pulled right back into my body again, like a hand slipping into a glove. Internally, I was begging not to return, and I felt the pain as I was gasping for breath, but the staff were working on me and had managed to bring me back. Coming back into my body was difficult. I felt physically and mentally sluggish. Realizing that my journey of life here was not yet complete, and at 14, that seemed like a very long time. I was happy to see my mum, but I really did miss that vast, eternal, and perfect world up there. Going home the next day, I mentioned my experiences in heaven, but coming from a Catholic background in the 70s and 80s, my parents were adamant. I'd had a dream. It wasn't real. Just an illusion due to my allergic reaction to the laughing gas. I was super allergic to everything when I was younger, and so that was that. When I was 15, I remember being in the backyard at home on a beautiful summer's day and asking God for a sign, a confirmation that I was actually in heaven and hadn't imagined it all. I remember going for a walk down the road with my mum and all four of us kids. Halfway down the road, I felt this energy next to me on my right. I turned and saw the same angelic being with blonde hair and crystal blue eyes I had seen in heaven. I grabbed my sister and my mum. My eldest sister could also see her, clear as day. I felt that same love and sublime peace surround me while she smiled and laughed with us and told me that everything was fine, that she would always be there watching over me. My sister and I still talk about it all these years later. I'm 54 years old now. There were times when I had my doubts, that I thought I was imagining it all, but having my sister validate my truths made it easier to believe. About 10 years later, the angelic being, my angel, appeared again, this time in a dream, and we soared over the oceans. I could feel her familiar presence and endless love. Another 2 years went by, and I was having personal issues, and she appeared again in a vivid dream, letting me know that it was fine, she was watching over me, and that she would always be there for me. I often get asked if I saw God or Jesus. I did not, but what I did see was the incredible energy of light. It wasn't necessary to see God or Jesus, because the light was the creator, and once you're in that light, you are home. You're in the kingdom of love. Love radiates from everything and anything. It makes you look at things in the physical world differently, from a simple blade of grass to the flowers and the trees. When you leave your physical body, you begin to see that it is only for show, and you realize who you really are, the consciousness of who you really are as a being. When you make the journey home, you're going to feel the energy, the bliss, and love that surpasses everything. So today I was reading from Amira May's book, Death, a compilation of transformative near-death experiences. And if you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Our Paranormal Afterlife Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. If you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife, or click on the button on my homepage at pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.